What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Gilmore Girls and Tea Spills. I am Jackson, and I'm joined by my wife, Madeline.
What's up?
And our friend, Danny.
Hello.
What's up? How's it going, guys?
Good.
Good.
Nice. Danny, how's your week?
Rough week. Started with some storms, then just got rougher.
Yeah, you got hit with hail a few days ago, right?
I did. Yes.
Why were you outside? Hit you on the head?
Yeah, I was dancing, and then all of a sudden...
What were you doing, your hail dance?
I was. My bad.
You gotta stop doing that. No, but... It broke a window in your house.
Yeah, correct. Broke a window, totaled my roof, totaled my fence, broke my side view mirrors on my car.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was rough.
That's crazy.
And a lot of, like, the siding on my house has big old holes in it.
How big was the hail?
It was, like... between golf ball size and like baseball size, like we had some of all of it. Yeah,
shout out to renting. You don't have to fix it.
I'm so happy I don't have to worry about it.
Jeez.
And then what else happened?
Well, so you guys know that Riley is out of town for her honeymoon, right?
Happy.
Yeah, she was, she just got back last night. But Lauren and I were house sitting for her, checking on her dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And their front door broke. Somehow, no idea how, I could not unlock it to get inside. So then I had to climb the fence to get over there because we just assumed that the battery died on their keypad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So climbed the fence, broke into their house, replaced it, still would not unlock, even when I was on the inside. So then I was locked inside. What? So then... they told me to get some keys, like, for the padlock on the fence. So then I had to climb back over the fence to try that. And I had Starbucks, and I left it on my car the first time because I assumed I'd be able to just come out from the front door and grab it.
Yeah.
And I was not going to leave my Starbucks again. And none of those keys worked on the padlock. So I went back over the fence with 3 different sets of keychains and my Starbucks. And then as I was going over, I dropped one of the sets of the keychains into the ditch beside their house.
Oh, geez.
So then I had to climb back over to fish for that. And then I had to climb back over to put them all up and then back over to leave. It was exhausting.
And the door's still broken?
My dad that night came over and took the entire thing apart to get it to start working again.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I told Riley that, well, I didn't tell her after checking, like, the batteries that it still wasn't working, because when I told her I'd changed the batteries, she was like, oh, I'm so happy I don't have to worry about this anymore. So, like, okay. All right. Not going to tell her it's still broken.
Oh, man.
So then I don't know if she knows that the rest of that happened.
Wow.
Yeah. Dang.
It's a committed house sitter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've done your job well.
Out of town needs. So yeah, that was a rough part of my week.
Yeah, sounds crazy.
Yeah.
We officially launched finally, and we have been enjoying everyone's feedback on the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Even though you're not going to hear this for another month, and you're going to be like, what? You launched so long ago. But for us.
For us.
That it was, just happened.
Yeah. But eventually they'll listen to this and be like, oh, I was there. He was talking to me. Back in the day. And then you'll start remembering, like, wow, I used to be so young back when I first started listening to Gilmore Girls and Tea Spills, and think about how much the world's changed in these last few weeks. I don't know.
Are you prophesying? What's going to happen?
Oh, no. Good changes or bad changes?
Good changes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Madeline, how was your week? Do anything crazy?
I feel like this whole week has been crazy. I took like Tuesday off of work, called in sick, took a mental health day, really did need it, like, to just chill out. And then that next morning was like the 5 a.m. tornado siren that we got.
Oh, yeah.
So mm-hmm.
Did the sirens go off here?
Yeah.
I don't know if they went off in Norman first. Or not, because I slept through it.
I don't know. I think by the time it got to Norman, it wasn't. It wasn't tornadic anymore.
Yeah.
But when it was in Yukon, it was.
Oh, okay.
So then it was coming here. But I ended up spending like
so
you
just figure out where we live based off that.
I thought that as soon as I said Norman, I was like, well, that's fine.
Well, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, so that was like 6'3", two polar opposite
194, days. 54th. Just kidding. That was a fake address.
Good joke.
Could be a real address.
That's for someone.
Go knock on their door, say, Jackson sent me.
They'll know what it means.
Yeah, they'll know what it means.
Anyway, so it's been a bit of a crazy week.
Yeah, it has been.
I'm happy you got Tuesday off.
Yeah, me too. It was nice.
I bet.
We watched Lady in the Water
or something. We started to watch it.
Turn that off, watch Bob's Burgers instead. So.
There you go.
Classic.
Yep, classic. So Danny, you sent us this quiz.
I did.
Is it BuzzFeed? Yes.
I think we should save that till the end.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Do you think?
Sure. If you want to know which character each of us is from
it's
the show.
It's not just character.
No, it's a love interest. So there's a BuzzFeed quiz that we all took to figure out which love interest character we are from the show.
Watch, we're all going to be the same person. It's going to be super boring.
And this will be revealed at the end of the episode. So stay
Spoiler
tuned
alert.
Or skip till then if that's all you're here for.
That'd be weird.
And you know who you are. Well, my week was good. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
We had a big family party at my parents for my sister. And it was really fun. Okay, cool. Let's just jump into this episode. If you haven't watched episode 5 yet, there will be spoilers going forward.
People die in this episode, and we are going to talk about it.
Things die.
Think Game of Thrones style.
Yeah, this has been the most Game of Thrones style episode that I've seen so far.
Oh, you've just met this cat, and you love it, and you think its wagon is adorable? Too bad. Red Wedding, right there.
So, yeah, spoiler alert, this episode is titled Cinnamon's Wake. And you all know who Cinnamon is.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Cinnamon.
Okay, but my first note is actually rest in peace, Claudia.
Yes, so
who
we
cares
open...
about Claudia?
We open at a dinner with just Emily, not Richard. Is this because you said he was supposed to just be an extra character, right?
Yes. The entire time he's a special guest. He's not ever actually part of the cast.
So yeah,
he's in Germany. He's away on business.
Yeah, Richard's in Germany. There's a lot of Nazi jokes in the scene. Pretty funny.
I feel bashful. Claudia dies. That's your father's grandmother's sister's girl.
Let's figure this out because I can't figure it out. Your father's grandmother?
It's his great grandma. Sister, great aunt, daughter. This is like...
That's not Lorelai's cousin.
That's why she...
No.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, I think they just say it cousin rather than saying father's grandmother's sister's girl because...
Yeah. But it's
lots
crazy.
Lots of people can be cousins.
It's crazy to expect someone to go to that funeral.
That might
it's Richard's cousin.
Removed.
It's Richard's cousin. So it's her cousin once removed.
So you wouldn't go to that funeral.
Wow.
Right? Would you guys?
Depends on the hors d'oeuvres.
I mean, if you're very proud of your family, then you would.
Yeah, if it's like connections and social True. Niceties and things that you're supposed to like do. Okay. I held up the quote unquote, sorry.
Yeah,
for our audio listeners.
Oh gosh. Where's Luke?
So Emily tells Lorelai that her cousin passed away and there's a funeral being held on Thursday. And Lorelai's like, I ain't going.
Yeah, she's immediately like, oh, can't get away from the inn on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Which is like, what?
Well, maybe it's because the French people.
Well, no, it was a lie.
Oh, yeah, it was a lie. Nothing really important. Emily makes a joke and Rory does this weird laugh. Cool. So the next scene is... oh, my gosh, dang. All right. So the next scene, we're back at the Gilmore house. And it's a weird angle of their kitchen. I didn't recognize it at first.
Yeah, I feel like they never shoot from that angle. Like, it's always other angles.
Yeah. And they just talk about some stuff here.
About the bake sale.
The bake sale.
Which I must ask, would Chilton have a bake sale? I feel like they'd be doing something much more like sophisticated or highbrow. Like
racing horses or something.
Yeah, like or a charity gala ball thing.
That's true.
I don't know.
Maybe they were raising funds for some nonprofit or something. And so Mm. They save like they host the sophisticated stuff for their prom events and redoing the tile on their floors.
Yeah.
And then bake sales for a nonprofit.
For Doctors Without Borders, maybe.
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah, so Lorelai's got to make something by like that afternoon, right? Mm-hmm. That day. Mm-hmm. And Lane? Mm-hmm. She's in the house.
Yeah, she's jamming.
And I thought it was funny. She said her mom thinks she's sitting on a bench contemplating the reunion of both Koreas. And I was just watching a video today on YouTube about why North Korea is so hard to escape. And how would you guys try to escape North Korea if you had to?
Not just crossing the border, because they've had some issues with that.
The heavily militarized borders, yes.
I would probably
was a big issue in the video.
Dig all the way to the other side.
Okay.
I think I would escape in my brain by achieving enlightenment.
Ooh, nice.
Damn.
Cool.
Well, only if I had to.
So then at the end of this scene, when they're going their separate ways, Rory kisses Lorelai on the cheek, and that seemed weird. I don't feel like they don't do that. Have you guys noticed that?
I was wondering that, but
maybe they just we haven't seen it yet.
I feel like it seems normal for them.
Yeah.
Cool. So then Rory hops on the bus to go to school, and somebody follows her on, and that somebody is Dean.
Didn't we see Babette first?
Correct. What'd they do?
Well, my next note is Cinnamon. I don't know where I was going with that, but that's when we meet Cinnamon.
Yeah, we see them pulling Cinnamon in the stroller thingy, wagon that Mr. Babette built.
Maury. There's little leather jackets in this episode.
There's a lot of them?
Yeah, Dean, Lorelai, and Maury are all wearing different leather jackets.
Do you think that's...
That sound is on.
That's through the headphones.
Oh, I need to get one of those for my cats.
A leather jacket?
Yeah. I think they'd like it.
That would be pretty cute. Just you and Cusco and just running around in leather jackets. Is that okay if I name them?
Yeah. Maybe not. He's kind of private, but Cusco's fun. Maury. They also mentioned Italy. Because first 2 minutes they've mentioned Germany and Italy.
Yeah.
Yes. And why is that meaningful?
Because it's two of the four places we're going to be going soon.
Yeah.
And then in a little while, they're going to mention France.
That's right. We're going on tour.
Next April 2022.
Woo!
We will be doing live Gilmore Girls and Tea Spills.
Oh, stop.
We will be, but it'll just be like no
audience.
It's
just everyone watching the show together.
We'll just be talking to each other.
Yeah.
No mics.
Yeah.
We won't even record it.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Okay. So...
Then Rory's on the bus, and it's the most awkward conversation with Dean.
She's very painful.
They just won't even look at each other.
Yeah, I feel like this is like next level social anxiety.
This entire episode, she's just so uncomfortable and awkward.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Like, I feel like she's not that. Right. Is this just her first crush? Like,
or is she just a bad actress? Like, she doesn't know how to act awkward.
Maybe. I don't know.
But I mean, that's... It's like... I feel like the character, because like even when she's talking to Patty in the grocery store later on, she's very, like, very awkwardly about, like, don't like, tell anyone. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It was just kind of weird.
I just think she doesn't know how to pull off this awkwardness.
Yeah, maybe that is just bad acting.
And also, pretty much every scene she had this episode was with Dean, so it was her being super awkward. So there was a lot of her awkward just thrown at us.
That's true. It was a lot. Yeah, so they talk on the bus, and something I thought was cool, when Dean leaves, he does this cool move where he like pulls the rail behind him and kind of swings out of the seat. And I wrote,
Jackson's gonna start trying to do that.
Like, yeah, it was a smooth exit.
Oh wait, that's not, I was trying to reference Tarzan. What does Tarzan
say? Yodel. Oh. No, he yodels. I can just imagine Tarzan. Yodel. Impressive. Yeah. Stop drinking it.
And then we end up back at the motel.
Where France is mentioned.
Okay, Richard.
Yeah.
It's an inn.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I did not even catch it. Motel.
There's a group of Frenchmen here. And
Michelle. They're called a French fry.
Yes.
And Michelle doesn't want to speak French to them for some reason. So he tells them he's from Texas.
Yeah.
Why does he not? He just doesn't like French people?
He doesn't like anyone.
He doesn't like people.
That's true. Which that... me and him have a lot in common in this scene.
But you speak your French to people?
Yeah. I refuse to.
You're from Texas.
C'est la vie. That's comme si, comme ça.
C'est la vie is not French.
Okay, Tina.
I don't think.
It's so French.
Is it
French.
Italian? Or I mean Latin?
C'est la
vie. No, I think it is French.
Because it's cest.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this
cool? I like Michelle's tie. It has flamingos, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, rah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A subtle flamingo. It's hard to do a subtle flamingo. They're usually very in your face.
They are.
Was there anything special about this group of French businessmen? Or is it just a scene for Michelle to be grumpy? I think they were just... because they don't reference them ever again this episode.
Yeah, I think they were just... I don't know.
From out of town.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe to establish that the inn has a reputation that precedes it, and people
a multinational
show up
international.
But I have a note just that Lauren Graham is such a good actress. Just like there are moments where I'm just like, she's so good at playing this character that it just like every facial expression just is Lorelai, and it's never like, oh, it's an actress playing Lorelai. It just is Lorelai.
She's golden. Have you listened or read her biography yet?
Part of it.
It is so good. And like just the way she talks about when she got that role and what it meant to her. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very good. You can tell like it is at least a piece of her. Because she's just so good at it. Did we skip Rory and Lane talking or is that later?
Oh, that's later.
Okay.
The next scene after the inn is the bake sale at Chilton, which Suki made everything instead of Lorelai.
Yeah, that's of course.
Are you surprised?
Not surprised.
That's definitely the highlight of Suki's week. Do not turn this into another Lorelai is a bad friend thing. Suki loved it. Suki would be offended and deeply hurt she didn't ask her to do it.
Did you see the Chilton gingerbread house?
I saw it. I didn't notice it was Chilton. Is it like a fancy?
Yeah, right there.
And the freaking swan made out of watermelon? Carved out of watermelon? Ah, wow. Oh,
okay, yeah. So there's a big...
yeah, the Chilton prop department really went all out.
I think they just sell those.
Oh, yeah. It's ready-made.
Yeah. Well, actually, here's some trivia. They designed the look of Chilton.
Based on this gingerbread house?
Yeah, this is a standard gingerbread house that like Walmart carries every... when do they do those? Is that a New Year's thing?
Christmas.
I think it's like May.
I know it's not May. Is it a Christmas thing?
It's not New Year's. Yeah,
it's Christmas. It's winter. It's
Christmas. New Year's is winter. That's it's 5 days after Christmas.
Yeah, it's
6
Christmas.
Days. 7 days.
It's Christmas.
Okay. Sometimes they both come at me and I get scared.
You can't see it, but we're holding knives.
Butter knives.
So, yeah, Suki did all of the work again for Lorelai. And
Lorelai doesn't cook.
Well, then why did she sign up to do a bake sale?
Because she has a Suki.
Yeah.
I guess if she's paying Suki's salary and this was included, I guess because she is away from the inn. So I guess technically it's just like a hired chef. So it's okay.
If that's what helps you sleep at night.
And we find Max.
Mr. Medina.
Mr. Medina here.
Max Medina.
Yeah, he shows up and he's like
beeline.
This was after we had to put out a fire.
True, yep. Suki.
Do you think Lemonade would put out a fire like that?
Oh, I actually wrote a note down. Okay.
I can't read it.
So if you didn't watch the episode,
Suki caught the table. Go watch the episode.
Suki caught the table on fire and Lorelai grabs a cup of lemonade. Well, a cup and then scoops the lemonade and puts the fire out. These old ladies saw that happen. They see the fire and they look so mad that she took some lemonade.
It's not their problem.
That's crazy. Cause
I think probably because it's also like Lorelai didn't start the fire, but like Lorelai is the reason there is a fire.
The fire.
It's always burning since it's been turning.
I just thought it was kind of like chill. Yeah. She put out a fire.
Right.
But she does pay for the lemonade. So then Lorelai and Max are talking, and she's like, let's talk over here or something. She walks away. And I don't know if you noticed this.
He asks her to go talk.
Yeah. He grabs her elbow when he wants her to, like, stop.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Because he touched her elbow in the first scene where they met also. Mm. So he's an elbow toucher.
Mm, he's an elbow guy.
He also implies that... he asked her on a date, and she's like, nah. And then he was like,
nah.
What if we just get coffee, not a date, no obligations? Which means he implies that a normal date has strings attached. Just thought that was interesting. It was a different time.
I don't think that's what that means. I think he meant like, there's no like second date obligation, or if it doesn't work out, we don't need to feel awkward around each other. That kind of thing.
Jackson just wants there to be issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
he needs more
punk.
Drama.
Because, well, you two are super fans. So
thank you. True. I've only seen the whole show once, but okay.
I have to add some, like, I don't know. I just make you guys defend the show. Because I say something and then the listeners are like, oh, no. And they want to express their opinions. And then you guys express their opinions for them.
Mm. Your opinions are my opinions. Everyone.
You guys are vessels for the listener.
I was going to say, I feel like a puppet.
Hmm.
And who pulls the strings?
Me.
Danny does. okay.
I noted that I really did not enjoy Lorelai when she said students aren't even allowed to be 30 seconds late for a test. Like, no, your kid was 15 minutes late. Stop trying to pretend she was barely late. That made me mad.
I didn't catch that. Yeah, that's a good point.
I bet it's true, though. I bet it would be if the rule's there, I bet it's a hard line.
Probably, but she's trying to pretend that they were the victims. But like, can't be 15 minutes late for the test. Yeah. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
So they do agree to get coffee together.
Yeah, to go to the same coffee place at the same time.
I noted that he said they can do decaf. How did you feel about that, Madeline?
There's nothing dangerous about decaf, and... I think that's a lie. Caffeine is very integral to the world economy. And I think decaf is actually very dangerous.
Red flags, Mr. Medina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, I can waste your time.
And money.
Yeah, and money.
I wonder if they actually got decaf.
No way. He probably did. Because she even asked, like...
He probably got, like, a chai or something.
No, he got coffee.
He seems like a chai kind of guy.
He definitely seems like a chai kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a question, guys.
Hit me.
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live?
Ooh, Philadelphia, probably.
I was like, this seems random. Like, forever or, like, just for a time?
Forever.
Somewhere, like, an hour away from New York City.
Albany? Okay.
But, like, out in, like, countryside a little bit, but, like, not super far from New York City.
Boston?
No.
What about you, Danny?
Oh, shit. I did not prepare for this.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
Probably just, like, I like the beach. So, it'd probably be, I just feel like L.A. is the only big place by a beach. Because I don't know. The East Coast.
I would wager that almost all of the big places are actually by a beach, just because of how civilization develops around water.
All right, it's got to be southern-ish.
All right, so it looks like you guys will not be living together.
Yeah, apparently not. Jackson needs somewhere to fly.
You don't go swimming in. What are you talking about? You don't go swimming in the Bog Harbor.
Hudson Bay.
Yeah. Do you?
Well, it's close to the Great Lakes, so you could go to a Great Lake.
It's freezing there.
Right? Okay, we'll be pen pals.
No, I'm like a sunshine beach type of guy. That's why.
Hawaii. Oh, I feel like Hawaii is honestly. That's
Hawaii
where
would
I'd
be
probably
good.
Pick.
Okay. Well,
I've never been there.
Hawaii.
For your pineapples?
Do I have pineapples?
Yeah, you wanted to go
live
on a farm.
This is a water with gas reference.
Manual labor for free rent.
That was for like a week.
Okay.
All right, hit me, Danny.
Amsterdam.
Mm. Where's Amsterdam?
Because the mushrooms.
The Netherlands. It's just so happy there.
Because the drugs.
Look, he's looking at the map. All right. Do you see the UK? Germany, right across from UK. Yes.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be cool.
There's windmills everywhere, and everyone rides bicycles everywhere.
You
love windmills. I do love windmills.
Does anyone ride the windmills?
That'd be fun.
Once I get there, they will. And it's just such a happy place. Yeah, there's canals. Awesome. Oh, I love Amsterdam.
Do you like canals?
I do.
Have you ever been to Panama? Because I've heard they have a really cool canal.
I have not.
Oh, I feel like Denmark would also be. And if I were to go there, I feel like I can't say I want to live there if I've never been there. But yeah. I've heard a lot of good things about Denmark.
I do know it's a little bit more expensive there.
Yeah, but everyone's happier.
Yeah, that's true.
But Panama Canal, that's actually the only...
Panama?
Panama. Panama Canal.
What?
Oh, we're in Oklahoma.
What?
It's Panama.
What did I say?
Panama.
Panama or something? Panera Bread. Okay, I think we need to get back to the episode.
But the listeners want to know what's special about this canal.
I don't think they do.
We speak for the listeners, remember?
Yeah. We don't care. It opens up so people can cross. There.
Instead of going all the way around South America. So the next scene, Rory and Lane are walking, and Rory asked where...
Philadelphia and Night Shyamalan.
If Lane could live anywhere in the world,
Sixth
where...
Sense.
She picked Philadelphia. Thank you, Danny. The words are good.
Yeah, okay. And then why would Rory not know M. Night Shyamalan? They're the queen of references, and they watch so many movies.
True. Well, I was going to say this is like early M. Night Shyamalan Dingo.
Like pre The Village?
Way pre The Village.
I mean, it definitely might just be because I didn't pay enough attention, but I didn't take it as she didn't know who that was. I think it was more of a, why are you choosing this because of him?
I thought she asked who he was because then maybe. Lane says the director of Sixth Sense, or he directed.
I do think this is when he was much more,
kind of more indie.
Yeah, much more highly regarded than he is now. Because he's kind of...
Is he not highly regarded?
This was in 2000. I was 3 years old, so I have no idea.
Three. That makes me feel old. I was six.
I must admit, I think main reason I know the name M. Night Shyamalan is because he's on a Cards Against Humanity card.
Yeah.
The M. Night Shyamalan plot twist. So then he's stuck in my head.
Yeah, shout out Cards Against Humanity.
I think they just mention him on The Office at some point.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great director. He's really got comfortable like that in his one later years.
Where he was dead the whole time.
Spoiler alert. Is that The Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't remember what it was called.
It's like the biggest plot twist or something.
He did one where they're all on an elevator. Have you guys seen that one?
Yeah. No. Devil?
That one was cool.
That sounds scary. In Colorado once.
It was like six people trapped in... Don't say it wasn't scary. It was six people trapped in an elevator, and the power keeps going out, and then someone would be dead every time the lights came back on. So everyone's trying to figure out who's doing it.
I watched it when I was in like seventh grade, and I was not scared. So,
some of us had different upbringings.
I still can't watch Coraline, so
we still have to use the subtitles.
So then Rory and Lane walk past the grocery store where Dean is working, and Rory's trying to like get into the store without Lane. So she's like, hey, just head on home there, buddy.
Okay, and freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lane calls her a freak.
I feel like I can't unsee the fact that Lane is 10 years older than her now. Now that I know that,
I just
think of it as like this 30-year-old and a 16-year-old, and it just doesn't work.
It is weird.
But I have a note also here and in the grocery store. Stars Hollow is packed with people. Yeah. And you cannot be a small town where everyone knows everyone and be packed with people. You know? There's like a ton of people.
I wonder if it's like tourist season.
Ooh.
Possibly.
Could be, yeah.
Thank you, guys.
But then Rory goes into the store and like awkwardly makes eye contact with Dean. He waves. She dips out and like runs to the back.
And did you guys know plums are better than sex?
Yeah, I had a question here, guys. Are plums better than sex?
I don't know. I really enjoy a good plum.
Okay, now, Madeline.
Probably should not have your wife answer this question.
No, I was going to say, I wonder if this is a reference to the, is it William Carlos Williams plums poem? Sorry, I ate your plums in the icebox. They were so cold and delicious or something.
William Carlos William? You want me to read it?
Yeah.
I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox, in which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me, they were delicious. So sweet and so cold.
I can't get past the way he's reading it.
Yeah, you're not actually supposed to stop at
that. That's how it's written.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to. You're supposed to just, I have eaten. This is just to say, I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox, in which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me, they were delicious. So sweet and so cold. Thank you. So I don't know. I just wonder if that is a reference.
Referencing sex?
It's poetry, so probably.
Probably. Look at this guy.
Probs.
This guy.
He looks like he enjoys a good time.
Hey, be nice to William Williams.
That was a compliment.
Okay.
Of the highest order. Of the highest.
I'm just imagining if that's like a common compliment in our society when you're just like, hi, it's nice to meet you. You look like you have a lot of sex.
You're welcome. Kirk.
Yeah, Patty is eating the produce and Kirk comes up. And this, as a grocery store employee, I really liked Kirk here in this scene. Because he was firm. He said, you are not to eat this food until you pay for it.
No, he said not to put anything in your mouth or something.
Yeah. But, yeah, so he basically told her, like, he'll kick her out, call the police next time she does it. Rory buys the lettuce. It was weird. She leaves. Doesn't talk to Dean.
Lettuce and masters, well, she only gets lettuce.
Because she only had a dollar?
Yeah.
Why does she have a dollar?
You guys remember the days when we could walk into a store with a dollar and be able to actually buy something?
Well, only lettuce.
Way back when.
I think you could still probably buy lettuce.
Yeah, a few limes.
I think it's like $1.09.
That's getting up there. You could get a few limes.
How much is a head of lettuce, Jackson?
It's like $1.25.
That was off.
For like the bare bones lettuce. If you want the bells and whistles, that's going to run you up to like two.
What about boneless?
Boneless lettuce?
Yeah.
$2.99.
How much for a mousetrap?
We don't sell mousetraps. We're a sophisticated store.
What about a boneless mousetrap?
$5.48. next scene. Bum, bum, bum. To the coffee shop with Lorelai and Max.
Which is the most cliche looking coffee shop. Like, yeah, it's super. It's cliche. It's not hipster coffee shop. Like, it's one of the old fashioned.
Which I kind of like it. I feel like these are going to make a comeback, you know, because everything's in cycles. So the hipster thing is going to become the norm. It's going to cycle back. Maybe. But they have the most disgusting back and forth this whole time.
Tit for tat.
Tit for tat. Yes,
Jackson, you really hated this scene.
Yeah.
It was just, maybe I'm just too dumb. I didn't get it.
Because, they're kind of trying to, like, say things without actually saying the thing.
Yeah,
and,
I get it. It's poetry.
Be fast. Sure.
You know what I noticed in this scene?
The muffins?
They didn't have a cover.
Yeah, and they were just sitting there.
It bothered me too.
Like under their conversation, when people spit when they talk. Like,
yeah.
And just flies. Like you got to keep that stuff covered. Yeah. Oh, cool. I didn't know.
Yeah, this platter of muffins is sitting right in front of Lorelai, closer to the customers than the barista. And uncovered. There's also like some biscottis there uncovered. There's just like all these pastries.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if they're fake in their design, like decoration for the coffee shop.
Oh, it's a show, actually. The everything is.
What?
I hate to tell you this about that Chilton gingerbread.
It's actually just the news.
You said this the last time I said, like, I feel like they're actors. And you said the same thing.
Yeah.
And you said Kirk was an actor.
Yeah.
Or Nick. Sorry.
Nick.
I
put down Lorelai talks about pies a lot.
Did you put that?
I was going to say, do you guys like pie?
I do.
Danny.
Some pies. I don't like pumpkin pie.
What does she say about pie here?
I'm attracted to pie. Doesn't mean I'm going to marry pie. So do you guys like pie?
Right now, I like anything.
I could picture Emily saying, pie. That's all you said was pie.
Yeah. I really want to like pie, but you
with
know.
Ice cream.
Oh, wait, you don't
but
like
But I mean,
pie?
Like, I prefer it's cobbler. Like, I'd rather have a peach cobbler than a...
I'd rather cake.
No.
Really? See, I like used to be like that.
Pastry. Segment.
Before you grew up.
Before I matured. No, I don't know. Like a good apple pie. I like that.
With ice cream.
Yeah, sure.
Pie with ice cream.
I definitely, if I'm going to have pie, I want
ice
cream.
At the birthday party we were at last Sunday, Jackson's dad made an ice cream cake for Ichi's birthday.
Oh, wow.
You look good.
I feel like you'd like that.
Thank you.
I would like it.
I would like it. So I feel like you would like it. Yeah, good ice cream cake. It's been a while.
I have a note here. The balls on this old man to just come up and sit right between these two. Because there's definitely open seats.
Mm.
But yeah, this guy
was just pre-COVID, so social distancing wasn't it.
But still, like, you could tell they were, because they're both leaning towards each other talking. And yeah. This guy just doesn't care.
Maybe he thought that Max was harassing Lorelai and wanted to just get in between it.
Possible.
I don't think back then people did that. I don't think they cared.
Harassed?
No, stopped harassment.
They were just like, oh, carry on.
Just like, oh, get it, Max.
No, I don't think so.
I did not enjoy that there were no lids on the coffee cups.
Ooh.
It just emphasized the fact that there was nothing in the cups.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what? They weren't actually drinking coffee?
No, they were empty. Like, there wasn't even, like, driblets around the cups or anything to show that they were trying to drink something. And they were just lower than... No, there was nothing.
I remember from the Office Ladies podcast, they're talking about how, like, if you eat something in a scene, you have to eat that for hours, basically.
Yes. And you have to, like, take that exact same bite, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Different show, but in The Office, when Michael's eating the cake, he ate
ice cream cake.
Two full ice cream, mint ice cream cakes or something. Yeah. So maybe, I mean, like, it makes sense why they'd have to pee a lot.
I have a note here. I'm just going to say it. I don't care what you guys have to say about it. I like Lorelai and Max. I like their personalities together much better than Lorelai and people.
Oh my gosh. See, I always liked Max, but I disliked other people more.
I could see Lorelai and Max like 20 years from now still like having like different things in their life, but enjoying being together and like how they feed off each other.
See, I always liked him until I listened to Scott Patterson's podcast.
Yeah, that's bias.
I mean, but then he had like the actor that played Max come on. Mm. And
did they fight?
They were all like, no, Max is kind of a skeevy guy. Like, they didn't trust him.
I did later in the episode when Lorelai, like, cancels the date. Like, he was kind of very non-understanding.
Yeah.
Like, I understand he drove up from Hartford or wherever, but he was just, like, very, like...
We'll get there when we get there.
But
I have one more note for that other one. Yes. I need to know if that story is true or not. That I do not like. If I ask you point blank, hey, was that story true? And you just say, goodbye. Like,
I think that implies it's not.
But like, then what does that mean? Because she like smiled at that. Like, is it more impressive that he can make up a story?
That would be the second time he just makes up a story for her.
What was the other story?
And we'll get to it in another episode. Hasn't happened yet.
So that'll be the first time.
That was the first time.
Yeah.
But there will be a second time.
Yeah, like he, okay. Like he does it multiple times.
Okay, that I don't really like.
Well, he's a storyteller. Doesn't he teach English? This is how...
Madeline taught English.
I've never told a lie.
Poetry and novels and books, they all talk like that. So he's just personifying what he teaches every day. Because if it was that straightforward in poetry...
It's not...
Or novels.
Are you just trying to have an opposite opinion?
Personifying means you're giving human characteristics to something else, but you're saying he's giving book characteristics to himself, so he's not personifying.
He's bookifying, sorry.
He's bookifying.
Wow.
But anyway. You know what I mean? Like, he's trying to talk like poetry almost or something. Like,
I think he's just smart.
Next scene is Suki and Lorelai at Luke's.
Yes.
And they ordered burgers. You said you didn't like Lorelai in this scene.
I think it's just... Because it's like one of the first times that she's not just joking around. Like she's trying to be serious and it just weirds me out. I don't like it.
Okay, that's a good reason.
Thank you.
I love the rivalry that they do with Suki and Luke. Like it's so fun and it's so clever because like at first when you think of these two, they're in separate worlds and you don't think about how they'd interact together. Mm-hmm. But then I love how they interact together, or at least Suki. Luke is a bit much in this scene. It's kind of like at 100.
Can I have a contrary opinion?
No.
All right. I just feel like Luke's diner was packed this day, and I don't know if he has employees, but he's running around.
I know he has a cook.
Okay, but, you know, he's hustling and bustling. It makes sense that he... Like, imagine when you were at the on the bar at Starbucks, you didn't want people, like, up in your business, right?
I don't know what your contradicting opinion is.
Why? Do you think we paused the recording for 10 minutes and came back to it? No, you were talking about the rivalry between Suki and Luke, and you said you don't like how Luke was acting here.
Yeah, I thought he was really aggressive.
Got it. Yeah, I just... I feel his pain.
Suki!
I mean, instead of sitting there and being like, Luke, you forgot our onions. Luke, you forgot onions. She went and fixed it and gave people some herbs.
Yeah, she was just adding, like, garnishes to some of the plates.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, I mean, it so much better. Yeah. If we were at Starbucks and we were the only one working and someone knew what to do and just came back and started helping other people, I think I'd be fine with that. Like, you do you, boo.
And start adding parsley to the lattes.
Yeah, fine with me.
But he, like, is, like, yelling. Like, I don't know if it's just, like, does it not come across too strong for anyone else? Like, if I was the director, I'd be like, okay, good, great, great. Let's just tone it down a little bit. You don't actually want to kill her.
See, I feel like normally it would be, but for Luke, I think it's fitting. And so it might just be that I'm used to Luke.
Yeah.
He's just like a man's man.
I think Jackson has a crush
on Luke. He just doesn't know how to deal with emotions.
Apparently. Probably not. I feel like his dad was probably a veteran.
I know his dad owned a hardware store.
In Nam.
And he was a veteran.
Oh. Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Called it. Yes. My father was a veteran.
I was going to say, everyone's dad is a veteran.
They don't really talk about anything here. Just Lorelai tells Suki that she likes Max.
I love Suki, too. I think Lorelai is trying to just use Rory as an excuse to not get close to Max.
Mm. Why?
That she's just... All of her reasons are because of Rory, but I feel like she is just afraid to get close to someone. But so I feel like if she was fine with it, I think she would do it without using Rory as an excuse.
Mm. Interesting.
I do feel like she... Yeah, I mean, she goes for what she wants. So if she really wanted it, she would just tell Rory. You know?
They'd figure it out.
Yeah, they'd figure it out.
I like when Suki says, you're going to plot. But I don't know what that means.
What was that in reference to?
About the food. She says, like, I added a little lemon and something to your meal. You're going to plot.
You're going to plot.
I feel like it means, like, poop.
When someone has bangs, where do they part their hair?
In the side.
Well, in the 2000s, it was in the side. Now it's in the middle-ish. But, yeah, something's wacky is always going on with Suki's hair. She had cornrows at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah. Yeah, her hair was crazy. Well, Rory comes running into the diner and says...
Oh, that's the vet.
Mama, quick, come.
Mama!
It's Babette. yeah, the cat died. Cinnamon.
Yeah, Jackson, how did you feel whenever you saw that that's what was happening?
It was very sad and upsetting.
If it helps, my next note is Jackson is a monster.
No, it wasn't that the cat died. It was just like, it was shocking.
When Jackson's shocked, he just giggles.
Well, I had a dog named Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Who died recently.
Yeah.
So maybe that's just how I was dealing with it. Thanks, guys.
Okay, well, I made a note about the tiny body bag that the vet brought. Do vets use tiny body bags?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get the body out.
And you can't have it just sloshing around in there.
I don't know. Maybe I grew up in Bethel Acres too much. Like,
we used a hefty body bag.
But I hope you guys know, if my cats ever die.
We are.
Your cats are immortal.
That you're supposed to be, so.
We are having the... biggest but, wake ever.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I will.
We will all cut off our own thumbs.
Solidarity. I love it. Yeah. Thank you.
Can't use his thumbs, neither can we.
Yeah.
She does not speak for everyone.
We're cutting your thumbs off, Jackson.
Oh, for our audio listeners, Danny's cat has thumbs.
He's fiercely private, though.
What'd you say?
He's fiercely private.
That's true.
Yeah. Do not harass.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the cat died. Maury thinks it's because of the bad clams.
Oysters? From owls.
Clams or oysters?
Clams.
from Al's Pancake World. Yeah.
Sometime. Okay. Nothing.
I think they're the same thing.
Another time.
Another time. Thank you.
But yeah, so they have a wake.
I love how many people show up for this wake.
There's a lot of people here.
Tourist season.
Hey, let's go to the small town wake for a cat.
Maury says a great line that I love. He says, "This life, Rory, breaks your heart." Mm. That was pretty deep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they have the wake, and
I love Babette's house and how everything's like perfectly sized for her, and then Maury's this really tall man. So what that means is that like Babette was alone for a lot of her life. And was like fine with that and made her house fit her and do what she wanted to do. And then Maury came into her life and they get to live together and be happy now. And he like adapted to what she already had established. So I just feel like that's cool. Yeah. I feel like there could be a prequel with Babette's life up to this point before meeting Maury.
Maybe Babette is who I go after, like who I am.
You know?
You think you're going to be alone for a long until later in life?
Do you plan on customizing your house to be exactly like your height? Yes. You're pretty normal height, though. You're not at Babette height.
5'1"?
Look up. How tall is Sally Struthers?
You just know her name?
It's Babette.
Oh.
Yes, I just know her name.
All right. How tall? How do you spell it?
Sally.
Okay.
Struthers.
All right.
Does that help you spell it?
How tall are you, Danny?
5'2".
Ooh, she's 5'1".
Oh, really? Snap.
You beat
is
her.
Lauren Graham? Yeah, how tall is Lauren Graham?
She's 5'9".
Okay, or so 5'11". She must be taller.
I get odd numbers.
She cannot be
5'11". Okay, maybe 5'9".
My dad's 5'11".
Lauren Graham is 5'9".
Yeah, that's pretty tall. Which I know Alexis Bledsoe is also pretty tall.
Who's that?
Rory.
Oh.
What last name did you say?
Bledsoe?
Bledel.
Wait, what is Bledsoe? That's someone else. That's someone.
How tall is she?
5'7".
You looked.
Yeah.
Okay. No, this is fine.
This is fine.
I know. Edward.
N-word?
Schlem? Schlem? Richard. He's like 6'2", I think.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Very tall.
Yeah, people are different heights. That's crazy.
Wow.
Okay, so highlights of this, Dean shows up, awkwardness ensues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Suki and Luke both show up with food. Mm-hmm. And they do this cool, like, they try to race into the house and they get stuck in the doorway. Suki
He was not being a gentleman, huh?
Well, he's trying to promote his business. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, and he's just trying to make a living for himself. He doesn't have the clout of a fancy inn. He just has his diner.
Everyone in the town goes to. Oh!
Allegedly.
Everyone in the town goes to Luke's.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. It cracked me up when they're planning out where to put all the food and Suki's doing the formal schematics and Luke just drops it and says, "Dig in."
I thought that was kind of rude. And the way he did it, just like throws it on there, dig in. Like,
do you like
Suki's trying to?
No, she hates Luke.
I want to. And like in my mind, I'm like, oh, he just delivered that line wrong. It should have been softer. But I'm tired of making excuses. He's aggressive and angry for no reason.
I love Luke so much.
Like, I like him later. Maybe I just don't like him in the beginning. Like, maybe his character needs to soften a little bit.
Maybe.
For me.
Maybe.
I like him later, but I don't like him
today. He's just like, here's the food. Eat.
Right now, he's just one dimensional.
Oh, he's 2D.
What's the second D?
Up and down.
I hope he doesn't have 2Ds.
No, hey.
Rated R.
Rated R. Sorry for
explicit
that.
Explicit on this one.
But it cracked me up when he says dig in. This guy next to the bag like does a 180 and like lunges for this bag and like opens the box and he's like, oh, sweet.
And they start taking the food out of Suki's hands.
Yeah. But Kirk runs into Miss Patty and she calls
Kirk the
him
jerk.
Kirk the jerk.
For now.
Yeah, he apologizes. He's like, I didn't know who you were. Sorry.
He looks so young and normal.
Yeah.
For now.
Um,
I just always like flash forward to his performance later on in the show when he does his one-man show. Yeah. I just flash forward to that every time I look at him. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, every time I look at him, I think of when he's in the sauna and only has a towel on.
It's a good one.
We'll get there.
I can't wait to laugh about that later. Yeah.
Cinnamon takes a lot of medicine. Or took, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go through her medicine cabinet.
At some point, there's a trippy transition.
Yeah.
That was weird. I thought the TV, like, bugged out.
Yeah.
But the highlight of the evening, Rory's standing outside, and she looks across the way to her house.
Wait, she's not just outside. She is in a forest of large gnomes. Like...
Oh, well, that was before that.
Oh.
But we'll get to the forest of large gnomes.
See, it's normally me that does that.
That's okay. There's...
Rewind.
And she sees Max.
Okay, it really bugs me that she goes, is that? Like, it's your teacher. You should, as far as you know, he's only met your mom twice. So why are you asking her if that's him? Because you don't know about any of their other interactions. Like, so why would you ask your mom if that's your teacher? Because you should know who your teacher is. And later she's like, I know I've been missed a lot of school, but
yeah.
I know who my
Maybe
teacher is.
Maybe she couldn't believe it.
She's processing. Yeah,
yeah. I was like, why is he
here? I think it's weird
here?
That she confirms it with Lorelai.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll because wait. Then, like, what? How's this thing? Someone else take over? I'm floundering.
Well, that's what Lorelai does.
True.
Yeah, that's like, why I was doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Clever.
Because she's like, yeah, that's your teacher. No, you're not in trouble. He was gonna take me out. Yeah, like on a date. No, it was the first one.
Yeah.
Madeline was reading this from the script word for word.
Yeah.
He's gonna tell you with a rehearsal dinner before the wedding.
Yeah, so Lorelai runs over there and says, like, oh, I forgot to call you. We got to cancel because the cat died. Which sounds like a dumb reason to cancel a date. Like,
no,
I get he
I
drove.
I beg to differ. It's not a dumb reason.
Yeah. True.
Thank you.
So, like, I get that he drove 30 minutes to pick her up.
Well, and he probably thinks she's making it up, that, like, she's using that as an excuse.
Yeah, but you can look, like, you can see
yeah, that's
how many people are over there. And
that's something I was going to say. The first question, I would have been like, whoa, what's going on over there? You're coming from this house, and there's, like, yeah. 200 people.
Would you believe, though, that it's a cat wake?
No.
Yeah.
Is it, like, sweet that he says, oh, an emergency, is Rory okay? Or is that
yeah, that was
kinda...
really sweet, I thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't, okay.
How did you feel about it?
No, it was sweet. Okay. Yeah, so they plan to reschedule the date.
After he threw a little fit.
I don't think he threw a fit. I think just because it seems like...
Like she was lying.
Yeah, or like she's trying to let him off easy and like use this excuse. He's like, okay, if you really don't want this, I'm not going to push this on you.
Mm.
Like she needed to prove.
I think he went, like just did it a little too much. Like, just believe what she's saying to you. Don't just assume she's lying. Come on.
Yeah, cat wakes are a common thing.
I mean, I couldn't date someone who did not believe I was going to a cat wake, because I would. I'd go to one, and I'd be emotional.
Shouldn't even have to know the cat.
I forgot. That was the other thing I was going to say. Okay, what percent crazy cat lady would you say I am right now?
Danny, don't do this to me.
Just answer. I won't be offended.
I mean.
What's the scale? Like, what's a 0% and what's a 100%?
Oh, gosh. Okay. 100% would be Gail.
Okay.
See, you only have...
0% like, would be Jackson.
I think, like, 51%.
Okay.
I think your cats make more decisions about your household than you, but not
definitely.
By much.
Okay. No. Wait, what do you think?
50. Because you only have two cats. If you
so
had
what percent would it be if I had a third cat?
Oh my gosh.
See, that bumps it up significantly.
We're going up to at least 66%.
I was
going to
go 70.
Okay.
Are you thinking about Thank getting you. A third cat?
Ash might be coming to stay with me.
Oh, I like Ash.
Thank you.
Why can I not? Who's Ash?
Gael's cat.
Oh.
Does that tell you anything? The angry
Ash
one.
Is, yeah, I remember.
Oh, wait. But Ash had like an eating problem.
Yeah.
Or a feeding problem.
All right. Well, hopefully Ash is going to be okay.
Hopefully. See, I knew I needed to talk about this, and then I was like, hey, it's a cat-centered episode. It'll be perfect, and then I forgot until the very end.
Yeah, definitely at least 66% with a
Okay,
third cat,
I can deal
I'd
with
say.
That.
Danny's like, yeah, that's under the number that I decided that's when I change.
98 where I cut it off.
Rory's sitting in a forest of tall gnomes.
Really big gnomes.
Dean comes up and he's like, look, what the heck? If you're not interested. And she's like, I am interested. Bye.
I was not that suave on either account. But, no. Yeah.
Very
uncomfortable. Dean was pretty suave.
Even the way she says, like, I do like you. The way she said it, I would be like, it didn't sound like you did.
I am interested.
Bye.
Because she leaves right after.
Yeah, like she's not 12. She's 16.
And Dean does a dumb smile. Very
goofy.
Open.
Cute.
I did enjoy, though, that both Lorelai and Roy were very flustered around guys this episode.
Mm. Hmm. Yeah.
I thought that was cute. Mm-hmm. Are you going to mention who the gnomes reminded us of?
I am now that you brought it up. Cassie.
Shout out, Cassie.
Cassie, we felt your presence when we saw the forest
between
of gnomes.
Babette and Miss Patty. You were there.
Yes. Between talking to Kirk the Jerk about putting things in your mouth and the forest
sex
gnomes.
Plums.
Sex plums.
We were like, I feel a spirit of Cassie in this episode.
Yep.
Although she's never watched Gilmore Girls.
Oh.
Okay. If this,
hey, this
doesn't
is perfect
make her
for
start,
her. Yeah.
She said she'll watch it through us by listening to the episodes.
I do that with a different podcast.
What show?
Can I plug it? It's on the same network we are.
Oh gosh, no.
Scary or Not with Blaine and Abigail Ashley.
I thought it was gonna be about soup.
No. Okay, let's wrap this up.
Mm-hmm.
Rory and Lorelai work it out.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Danny?
It's already passed.
No, just go. You can just say it.
Okay. Well, a part that we did not talk about was when they were in the kitchen, Lorelai and Babette, and then Maury just started playing Cinnamon Song on the piano.
Yeah.
Like, I wrote, I need a Maury.
Yeah, that was pretty cute.
Yeah, I always thought I needed a Luke, but I think I need a Maury.
Need a Maury.
Yeah, I could see it.
Don't answer this, but doesn't Maury die later? We'll find out. So Rory just kind of accepts it at the very end that they're gonna date,
right? yeah basically. Okay, and then Lorelai gets a call from her mom because this was the same time as Claudia's funeral from the very beginning of the episode, who I completely forgot about.
Yeah,
but I feel like it was very clever.
Your father's grandmother's sister's girl.
Yeah, I forgot about her. I feel like it's very clever because it just shows you that Lorelai is really loyal to, like, her chosen family. Like, the people she chooses to be in their lives, she's there for them 100% and will cancel, like, her date and stuff like that. Whereas Emily, it's very, not, like, superficial, but kind of.
If it's an inconvenience with me having to leave my house at all, then no.
Well, but she went to that funeral for Claudia, but it's more about, like, this is what I'm supposed to do, so I'm going to do it. As opposed to, like, I love this person, so I'm going to be there for them.
Did Lorelai go to the funeral?
No. Emily.
Got it. Okay.
Like, Emily will do the thing she's supposed to do, quote unquote.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. I have another note.
Go for it.
Okay.
Hit us with it.
At the very end,
hit us with it.
Rory asks Lorelai to keep Max out really late on Thursday night because she has something on Friday.
Oral exam on Friday. My last note's oral
exam. As someone
exam.
Who was a teacher, I would never be going on a date on a school night. Are you kidding me? You're exhausted. Save that for Friday night.
Max is very spunky.
I guess.
Does that make sense why maybe he was more agitated because it was a school night and he drove all the way out there for it to be canceled?
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Or relieved that you can go home and go to bed.
True.
Mm, thank you.
Cool. And that wraps up episode 5. Of Gilmore Girls.
And now what you've all been waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So we took this quiz.
We'll link it in the show notes so you can take it too. Let us know who you get and we can make, I don't know. It'll be cool.
It'll be cool.
It'll show who's connected to who.
So these
Unless
are
we're all the same person, then that's lame.
So the quiz was actually called Order from
Can't speak.
Order from Luke's Diner to reveal which Gilmore Girls love interest you are.
So this will contain spoilers because I got someone I do not know.
Okay.
We do not all have the same person.
Danny, you go first.
Okay. I got Dean.
Did you?
You yeah. are Dean.
It says, hate to say it, but you're kind of the worst. You never trust those you love, leading you to lose them. And you,
dang.
And you do not have control over your anger, but you're committed and genuine to those you truly love.
That's kind of so, scary wow. accurate.
Yep. I'm committed to them, but I lose them.
Does yours say congratulations or does it?
Hate to say it.
No, it just says hate to say it.
Which is also what mine says.
Are you also Dean?
No, it's someone else, but it says hate to say it. What'd you get, Madeline?
I can't click the read more because I just took a screenshot of mine, so I only have part of the description.
Okay, while he... Well, never mind. I was going to say, you take it real quick while he reads his.
But mine, I am Jess Mariano.
Nice. Of course you are.
Congratulations. You are the one and only Jess Mariano. Intelligent, mysterious, .. That's
all I can read. Was that,
you're mysterious.
Is that Rory's dad?
Yep.
No.
No.
Why, I mean...
Who okay. Get?
Wait, maybe mine is.
Hey, Christopher.
Oh, no. All right. Jason Styles.
Oh, Jason.
In parentheses, Jason Digger.
Wait.
He's
Digger.
Digger, yeah.
Hate to say it, but you are a very average person. You are particular. You are perfectly fine, nice, smart, and hardworking, but you lack spunk. On the bright side, at least you are rich.
There you wow, go. I did not know this was like a savage quiz. Jeez.
So you're lucky.
Yeah, I guess so. You nailed it. Oh. Cool. Yeah, take the quiz.
No, we're all different people.
Let us know. I'll, if you listen on Spotify, I can add questions under the episode. So answer the question with who you got.
Yeah. Now you have to list all the love interests. Homework.
Homework. All right. Everybody, thanks for listening.
Bye.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye.
Next time.
Bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 1
This show is part of the Pencil Rocket Network. Visit pencilrocketnetwork.com to check out our other shows. Have a nice trip.
We have liftoff.